As technical writers, I think that the biggest challenge in our careers is the curse of knowledge, which comes with you constantly gain context on the thing that you're writing documentation on. And when you're in context, your vision kind of blurs a bit. And so it's very difficult to put yourself in the shoes of the user. So what I do is I seek out opportunities to get direct feedback from the reader of my documentation. And sometimes I ask my coworkers who are out of context to read my documentation and see if it makes sense to them.
Welcome to the Knowledge Base Ninjas podcast, where Gauri Ramkumar of Document 360 finds the best SaaS self-service knowledge bases in the world and then interviews their creators. Let's get started with today's episode.
Good day, everyone. Our guest today for the Knowledge Base Ninjas podcast is Sofia Emelianova, technical writer at Google. Sofia, I hope I pronounced your name correctly. So welcome to the podcast, Sofia. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm brilliant, brilliant. So I know it's a
thanks for having me.
Pleasure's always us as well. So thank you once again for spending your holiday with us today for this recording. And just before we deep dive into your experience, let us please help us understand, how did you get into this career and how's your journey been so far?
Well, it all started when I was trying to decide if I wanted to become a software engineer or maybe a linguist, a translator. And in my humble opinion, I solved this problem brilliantly. I just didn't choose. I did both. So at my first job, I was helping customize an enterprise resource planning system for the needs of a logistics business. And part of my job was I wrote instructions for the internal users. And that was the part that I really enjoyed. I didn't know back then that such a career existed of a technical writer. But I knew that somebody wrote instructions, right? And I enjoyed doing that for my internal users. So I started Googling and stumbled upon Tom Johnson's blog called I'd Rather Be Writing. Mm-hmm. It's pretty known and popular in our space. So I immediately understood that that's what I want to do.
Brilliant. So thank you, Tom, once again for inspiring another brilliant technical writer to the community. Now, I just wanted to bring upon your LinkedIn profile. So your LinkedIn profile says that you own Chrome DevTools documentation.
Correct.
To be really honest, I'm not sure 100% what it means. So can you help us understand what it is and particularly sparked your interest in documenting such immense products?
Right. So it means that I am responsible for the whole content production of documentation for Chrome developer tools. Whenever I get help from fellow technical writers, I'm the one who reviews and ensures that the quality of documentation is as best as it can be.
Oh, wow. Great. So how do you keep motivating yourself on a daily basis then for writing such documentation?
Oh, how do I keep motivating myself? I had a conversation with a colleague of mine who provided me with a brilliant advice, which is you can't keep working from your inbox. Well, you see, Chrome releases every month and all the new features have to be documented in time. And if I only do my core responsibilities, it can make your working life a little bit boring. So I make sure to do a sort of side project that I'm interested in. For example, I have taken it upon myself to improve the quality of UX texts in Chrome DevTools so that I can have like a 20% project, so to speak, at Google. That really does motivate me because it's inspiring. It's something new. I have had a little bit of experience of UX writing in the past, and now I get to refresh my skills and share them with the team.
Great, great, great to hear, Sophia. Now, I'm sure such documentation, as you rightly said, which keeps evolving every month, comes with a lot of challenges. So, can you highlight some of your major challenges that you encounter and how do you handle them on your day-to-day basis?
The greatest challenge currently is, well, the whole velocity of development. Sometimes I'm the sole technical writer for developer tools. Sometimes I get help from my peers, from temporary workers at Google, technical writers or vendors even. In the near future, we're gonna have vendors, hopefully. But the thing is, when I'm doing it on my own, it's just that around like 50 engineers are working on Chrome DevTools, and it basically a set of tools that help you debug everything on the web. So I have to keep up with everything, and the biggest challenge, I guess, is how can I improve the speed of my context switching? Because what you have to understand, I guess, is that multitasking doesn't exist because you can't focus on several things at once, just the one thing. So what people perceive as multitasking is actually very rapid context switching. But let me assure you, it gets easier with time and experience.
Now, creating in a dynamic environment like Chrome DevTools development, collaboration is a crucial aspect, right? You might be talking to so many people on a daily basis or closer to the releases. So, how do you work closely with all these stakeholders and ensure that the documentation aligns with the company's goal and, of course, the product features?
Of course. So I work closely with team leaders, the engineers who work directly on the features, the new features. I work with PMs. I work with developer advocates. I work with content leads, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, whoever is the subject matter expert in the topic that I'm currently working on is my go-to person, and there are a lot of them. So what I do to speed up and ease communication with them is I spend at least maybe an hour on the topic that is they are all new for me because you can't know everything, and when it comes to web development, there's a lot to know. So I spend like an hour researching the topic that I have to gain information on, and then make sure that I compile a good set of questions for the subject matter expert, and then I connect with them and go through all of them and discover new things.
Let's grow together. Introducing Document 360 Partner Program. Visit document360.com/partners to leverage exciting growth opportunities. Become our partner today.
Right. So it's both your hard work. It's just not that you're relying on other stakeholders. You do spend quite some time.
Yes, I do. I do initial research. That's like a crucial part of that enables you to make communication with subject matter experts effective.
Great. And I'm sure, Sophia, you must be making all these complex technical concepts very easy for people to know and understand. What's your strategy?
Well, as technical writers, I think that the biggest challenge in our careers is the curse of knowledge, which comes with, you constantly gain context on the thing that you're writing documentation on. And when you're in context, your vision kind of blurs a bit. And so it's very difficult to put yourself in the shoes of the user. So what I do is I seek out opportunities to get direct feedback from the reader of my documentation. And sometimes I ask my coworkers who are out of context to read my documentation and see if it makes sense to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a brilliant strategy. So somebody who doesn't know or is not involved in any product development, if they can understand.
Yeah, a fresh view from a person who doesn't know much about the topic is very important, because it's all the I was going to say most of the time, but really it's all the time. It's illuminating.
Brilliant, Sophia. So I think we are done with the general questions. And let me ask you just three more questions on the rapid fire round. You did speak great about Tom Johnson, who's been our guest a couple of times in the podcast already. So apart from that, can you share some of the other documentation related resources you have consumed recently?
Oh, well, I constantly refer to various style guides because they are packed with good advice on how to write well, and I keep coming back to them. And well, for a technical writer at Google, the most important one is Google Developer Documentation Style Guide. Another brilliant book on writing that I know about is called The Elements of Style. It's about writing in general, but there are lots of good advice that you can also apply to technical writing.
Great, thank you once again. And when I say documentation, what is that one word that comes to your mind?
Well, I think it's education, I guess, because what you're really trying to do is teach people how to use complex software and help them solve their problems. So you've got to be a teacher to do that. So education, I guess.
Nice. My last question to you is, what is that one piece of documentation related advice you would give to your 20-year-old self?
I would say that my 20-year-old self should not be intimidated by the complexity and by having to always learn something new, because that is a given in our profession. You can't go around it in any way.
Great, that's a great advice. I think one of my other guests on the other day, they were sharing that learning shouldn't stop. Just continue learning, and I can understand your coming.
Exactly. I fully subscribe to that.
Great, Sophia. So I think that's my questions for you today. But if I have missed to ask anything from you, please feel free to add.
I don't think that you missed anything. I just wanted to say that thank you for having me on your podcast. I've been listening to several episodes, and they are all very interesting. You're doing a great job. Keep at it.
Great. So guests like you do make these episodes even more special. So thank you once again for spending your time with us this morning, and have a lovely, lovely day ahead. And of course, all the very best for all the projects that you're going to handle.
Thank you.
Great day. Thank you, Sophia.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Knowledge Base Ninjas podcast. Please head to iTunes, rate, and provide honest feedback on the podcast. See you next week.